Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it like to be Marion County and Iowa State Fair Queen? Let's go in-depth with Lacey Stevenson of Knoxville. Well, it's been quite a year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really been a year. I mean, I can't believe it's gone so fast. I mean, state fair's in about 22 days, and I give up my crown in 24, 25 days. So I just can't believe it's went so fast, and it's just been, I've been so busy, I can't stop and try to, you know, I try to enjoy it all the time, but it's hard to take it all in at one time because it's going so fast.
And it was your first year of college, too.
Yes, it was my first year of college. I went to Des Moines Area Community College in the Boone campus, and I also played basketball there as well. That was a great experience as well to be put on top of the Iowa State Fair Queen and doing all my duties throughout the year and having school and being my first year of college. Sometimes it was tough to manage time with basketball and school, but you really learn to, you know, how that goes and figure it out. So it went well.
Well, there's a lot of young people that do school and sports. There's studies in sports, but not everybody's the state fair queen as well.
No, definitely not. But I mean, every kid, you know, they all get involved. Youth today, like I say in some of my speeches that I go around to the county fairs, is to stay involved and to be involved in your community and be involved in sports, be involved in band, choir, you know, fine arts things, you know, anything that you want to be involved in, really do it. And, you know, it helps with time management. It helps with all different things, speaking skills, public relations skills, different things. And, you know, it's just for the fun of it. The biggest thing is to have fun when you're young and to be involved in a lot of things, because I wouldn't be the person I am today, or even maybe even I got Iowa State Fair Queen, if it wasn't for the things that I was involved in throughout high school and in my community.
What's it feel like to see your face on the billboard outside of Knoxville?
Well, I don't know. It's just really merely, I guess, another thing that I can be honored by. I'm sometimes speechless, kind of like I am now, because most kids can't say that they have a billboard, you know, or anything like that. And just for DMAC to do that and put that up for me, it really means a lot. It shows them that they really look at their students well and, you know, give them credit for where credit's due. So it meant a lot for me when those three billboards went up this year. And I actually got told there might be another billboard in Des Moines that I didn't even know about that a kid maybe saw. So that was really neat. And I mean, all of that has been really great for them to do for me and for the advertisement for DMAC. I mean, because it's a great school. So, I mean, some people come up to me and they're like, oh, yeah, you're that billboard girl. But, I mean, I do have a name, but a lot of people know me from that billboard girl. So...
So they make the connection, they recognize?
Yeah, they do make the connection. If I have when I'm around on my duties and they see that I have the crown and sash on, they do notice and they're like, oh, you know, you have a billboard. And I said, yes, I do have a billboard. And, you know, it's kind of a conversation starter in a way. So that kind of works out.
Well, and it's early morning. We're here at the Marion County Fair. Why are you here so early?
Well, you know what? I can't get enough at the Marion County Fair, and I've been gone. I've had duties to do every single day of the county fair, and yesterday I actually got to stay here and at my hometown county fair, and I passed out ribbons at the beef show, and I did some other things on the fairgrounds, went around, took some pictures with some people, and then I actually started a water fight here yesterday. Yesterday, me and another girl in 4-H, we started a water fight here, and it's a huge tradition to have one of those water fights, and I knew I wasn't going to be here today to start one or to be involved in one, so of course I had to start that tradition of it. And then of course last night the Bill Riley Talent Search was here, and Bill Riley Jr. was here to MC that, and it was just great to be a part of it all and to see that all come together, to have him here, to have the Iowa State Fair Queen me here, and just to have the people there to see the talent come out that's from Marion County and surrounding counties was just awesome to see that. And why I'm here is, I mean, I stayed here last night with one of my friends, and the night before that, I can't get enough of it. I love the people here. I mean, I love watching the livestock shows. I love everything about it, and I want to get as much as I can, because like I said, I'm leaving today at 10:30 to go to Bloomfield, Iowa, to do a Judge Davis County Queen contest. And this past week I've been gone besides Tuesday, and I've made it here every time I can. When I do have the time to make it, I'm here. So I just make the best of it and try to get as much of the Marion County Fair that I can.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marion County and Iowa State Fair Queen Lacey Stevenson. Well, how do you judge another queen contest? What do you look for in queen candidates?
Well, you merely look for poise, character, their involvement with 4-H, FFA, any church group or service organization that they are in, involvement in that, the way they carry themselves, just along the lines of a lot of different things, personality, how they mingle with others. Sometimes we judge them on their eating sometimes, but I really kind of don't do that a lot. When they're eating, like if we have dinner together, if they are polite with their dinner and, you know, put their napkin on their lap and, you know, cut and eat correctly and eat maturely or nice, so with different etiquette skills, so...
So you have some queen candidates that don't quite have that down?
I don't know. Well, when we were up at State Fair, I mean, we didn't have five course meals. I call them five course meals because they were really, really nice. But I don't know if we really got judged a lot on that, but it was a part of our competition of us going to dinner and us sitting nicely and, you know, eating properly and having good etiquette skills. So that's always a good way to have.
Because you're a reflection of your community.
Yeah. I mean, they can all go together somehow.
Yeah, okay, so it's the total package.
It's really actually hard to describe. One of the State Fair judges, I was talking to him the other day, and, I mean, you go up there, and there's 103 girls that run for this Iowa State Fair Queen, and for this honor to have it. And I said, you know, how do you really do it? How do you really judge 102, 103 girls in this competition? He said, you know, they just have it. I don't know how to explain what it is, he says, but, you know, they have it. And for him to say that to me and say that I have it, coming from, obviously, one of the State Fair judges on that panel, it meant a lot to me. And for that girl that has it this year, you really can't describe it in a way. It's like she's a well-rounded girl. She's involved. She's got character. She's got personality. Can talk to a lot of people. Carries herself well. Has a smile. You know, gets along with nearly everyone and can hold a conversation directly with one another. And, I mean, that's how he described it, was it's just that person has it, and it's just hard to find some of those girls that have it, but it's just a package deal and sometimes hard to describe.
And so not just physical beauty?
Not just physical beauty, definitely not. I mean, the looks aren't everything. It's merely what's on the inside rather than the outside. I like to go by that line. It might sound cliche, but really it is what is on the inside rather than the outside. And then what's on the outside puts plus to what's on the inside, so...
We all sort of know what it is, you know, people that sort of have that spark, that life, that vibrancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really of a lot of things put together, but it's really that girl that's got a lot of energy or, you know, impacts a lot of other people. I mean, other people will listen to her, other people will, you know, notice her in a crowd. I mean, she stands out, and it's like you said, got that spark or vibe or that energy of life that, you know, never really shuts down.
Does everybody have that, you think? And some of us just pull it together better than others? Or how do we get it if we don't really have it?
I'm not for sure how to answer that because each one of us is our own person. So it's merely the way I think that you look at life and you look at the big picture and be, you know, you can go out on a whim and say, hey, you know, I'm going to live life to the fullest and enjoy it and, you know, do everything that I possibly can and just really love life. And I mean, those kind of people, they're going to be straightforward, set for the rest of their life, because I think if you enjoy and you try to enjoy everything you do and make the best out of everything, I think you're good to go, because any of the opportunities that I've gotten out of the whole experience as Iowa State Fair Queen have been unbelievable, and I've just tried to make the best out of them. And if you make the best out of a lot of things in life, you're good to go. And if you're yourself, it's another big thing is to be yourself, because I feel like it's a big accomplishment in a world today that's trying to make you someone else, is to stay true to yourself and to really, really be yourself and not anyone else.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marion County and Iowa State Fair Queen Lacey Stevenson.
Now, you say you're going to Bloomfield today. How many counties have you been in?
Well, I kind of lost track. it was actually funny. Me and Bill Riley were talking the other night when I was at Appanoose County, which was on Monday night, and he was telling a short little story where he got up on Saturday morning and went to put his clothes on for a church, and his wife looked to him and said, what are you doing? He said, well, we got to be in church in 30 minutes. And she's like, honey, it's Saturday. And he's like, oh, I knew that. And I mean, really, that's how I am. That's exactly how I am almost, is because you go on day-to-day basis traveling, and sometimes you get lost and you don't know what day it is, and you forget where you're going. You forgot where you went yesterday. But it's just, I think throughout the summer I'm going to make 40 to 45 appearances. I'm at different county fairs, judging different queen contests, going to parade. I was on the 4th of July parade. And just, you know, be doing all my duties that they have for my activities or anything that I'm doing at county fairs. So probably around 40 to 45 appearances. It's going to be really neat to see how many miles I've traveled since I started traveling this summer.
And so you have to have somebody that schedules all of this for you.
Well, me and my mom schedule it. So I have these little business cards that I hand out, and I just get these random phone calls on from random numbers on my phone, and obviously I answer them. It's just really funny to go through. Most of my contact calls are random numbers that I don't have stored, and they either call my mom or they email me or they call me, and they just book us and they're like, hey, you know, are you free on this day, or would you be able to come to my fair, or would you be able to come to our fair, or would you be able to judge our queen contest? And you know, if I'm free, I do it, and if I'm not free, I say, hey, I wish I could be two places at once, but it's not that easy. So
who else has a good fair that you really enjoy?
Oh, that's tough. That's really tough, because you go to all the fairs and you see how they're unique and different in their own way. All of them are, because you go to each different county fair and each one has a little bit of Iowa and a little bit of, you know, small town community or large town community in it, like all involved. And I don't know. I couldn't put one to the top. I mean, I've been to Howard County, I've been to Wright County, I've been to Appanoose County, the list goes on. It goes on and on. Howard County was up there. They had a really nice fair. I really enjoyed going to their fair. And I'm looking forward to going to Jones County, probably because I get to see Jason Aldean. That's on Thursday, tomorrow, actually. So
Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fill me in.
Jason, you don't know who Jason Aldean is? Oh, Jason Aldean is a huge country singer. I mean, he's won CMAs, and he's won a lot of awards, and he's a very well-known country singer that's awesome, and he's really, really big in today's age in country singing. So I'd probably get to meet him, maybe, if it all works out, at the State Fair and at Jones County Fair, possible. So we'll see if that actually comes true, that I get to meet him and everything. But that Jones County has all – I went there last year, and they've always had a really great fair. It's called the Great Jones County Fair, so that one's really interesting to go to. So it's just been awesome to travel the state of Iowa. I kind of call it my summer vacation, because I'm never home. I'm to a day-to-day basis, I am traveling the state of Iowa, going to different county fairs and, you know, seeing the state.
Now, was there a difference in your feelings when first you were announced Marion County Fair Queen and then Iowa State Fair Queen? Was it the same emotions that you went through, or was it different?
I think it was the same emotions, I feel like, because both of them mean a lot to me. I grew up at both of them, and I grew up going to both of them. I mean, Marion County, of course, means a lot to me, because I know all the people here. I know just how proud they are of me, and I know how much support they have given me. So to be representing Marion County Fair that I've shown at my whole life and been at my whole life was huge, and a huge honor to me to do that. And then, you know, when I went up to the state fair competition and my name was called in there, I had absolutely no idea I even had a chance. I really didn't. And because, you know, you really can't compare to anything like that, because there's 103 girls and you really don't know where the judges go, or, you know, what they're exactly looking for. And you just can't choose out of 103 girls. You can't say, yeah, that's me, I'm gonna get picked. You know, you don't have that kind of attitude. I just went up there, you know, was myself, and I describe it as it was a Sunday, and it was delicious being there, like eating the Sunday, and it was so much fun being there. And then the crown and sash of being 2010 Iowa State Fair Queen was a cherry on top, and that all went together. So, I mean, all of it together, I think the emotions were all the same, because I was representing something I loved to be at and I loved doing. So, I mean, I loved being a part of the Marion County Fair, and I loved being a part of the Iowa State Fair when I showed there as well, and always went there every year. So I think they are both the same emotions. This is really, really big. It's a huge honor to me. So,
well, why are there 103 girls when there's only 99 counties?
Well, some counties don't send them, and then some county there's like a national cattle congress queen, and there's a West Pottawatomie, and then there's a Keokuk Fair and a Keokuk Expo, and then there's two more. There's two more,
so
that split kind of.
They just want to let as many participate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And if girls don't get sent, then their pageant send them somewhere else. But for all the fairs that do go on and send to the Queen Contest, they want every single girl to have that chance to, you know, have that experience of being there for 5 days and running for Iowa State Fair Queen and just seeing everything that goes on and involved in that competition and all the great volunteers and help that competition has. It's just wonderful.
Well, and you've already relinquished your crown for Marion County, correct?
Yes, correct.
Was that hard?
Yeah, that was hard. Spencer, the MC, he's from KNIA KRLS, he was MC that night, and he asked me what went through my mind as I was getting Iowa State Fair Queen, or as they announced my name. And of course I teared up a little bit and, you know, broke down, because that's what my emotions were when I was crowned the Iowa State Fair Queen. Was I was very emotional, and because it means a lot to me. So it was tough to give up the Marion County Fair Queen, but I know that Caitlin has done a great job, and she's still doing a great job, and that she'll have a wonderful experience just like I did. So for her to look forward to all of that, it's really great to see her, that she's going to be able to do all of the things that I've done.
Well, and what's next for you?
What's next for me? Well, Bloomfield, Iowa's today, and Thursday's Jones County, and Friday's Harrison County, and Saturday is Clark County and Warren County. And Sunday and Monday, I don't really remember where I go. I haven't looked that far in my schedule. But after that, like I said earlier, in about 24 days, I'll give my crown away. Not give it away, but crown the next girl. And she's got a lot to look forward to for the next year for her duties as 2011 Iowa State Fair Queen. And then actually after I crown the next girl, I'm going to work the cattle show there at the state fair, which will be good to, you know, get back in the ring and see and be at the cattle show that I was able to be there, not for all of it last year, but for some of it. So it'll be good to get back in the ring and see the whole cattle show go down. And then after state fair, I'm off to college again for my sophomore year of college at Des Moines Area Community College, which I'm also playing basketball there too again this year.
But I mean, long-term plans.
Long-term plans, I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. Right now, I'm majoring in public service and administration and agriculture. And after 2 years at DMAC, I plan on going to Iowa State. Not so sure, set on Iowa State. But with that, I really want to stay in the agriculture field, because I still live on a farm and really involved in livestock and seeing different things in the agricultural field. And I just feel like some people aren't well knowledge about the area, and to really get the word out there about how much agriculture does mean to every single person in this world, that, you know, the farmers that feed us, we would be starving if it wasn't for them, and different things like that. I really want to communicate with other people about agriculture, and maybe even end up at Monsanto, Agriland, Pioneer, different agriculture companies as public relations manager, public service manager, or in the administration area somewhere, along the lines of that. So,
well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thanks to Lacey Stevenson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.